University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right. Hello. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park 90.5, where college radio is good radio. My name is Polly, and this is Take Your Time. This is episode 7 of the show. Last week, we played some more chill, laid-back hip-hop stuff with more like laid-back production. But I just want to do a hip-hop show because I feel like I hadn't played enough of it, and I wanted to make it work, so I thought it would be a good switch-up. But I think I'm going back to what this is normally about today, which is more just like chill singer-songwriter, indie rock, lo-fi rock stuff, dream pop adjacent, chamber pop adjacent stuff, stuff that's just kind of chill, but stuff atmospheric, I think, is what I like to say. With like good lyricism and stuff. I think that's what I tend to gravitate towards. But we're going to play some like longer songs today. So I'm going to try not to do, I usually do blocks of 4 songs, but I'm going to keep it to maybe 2 or 3 because we're going to be playing some longer songs today. So yeah, today is going to be a lot of like longer chamber pop type stuff. But I'm really excited because a lot of these songs are songs that I really love. And yeah, we're going to get into it starting with It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody by Wiseblood and Tomorrow is Perfect by Mark William Lewis.
Far away to know that everything.
Right, that was It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody by Wiseblood, and Tomorrow Is Perfect by Mark William Lewis. I've played him on the show before, and I might have played some Wiseblood. I do love her, so I might have played Wild Time in my first episode, but one of my favorite, and for doing a chamber pop episode, I feel like she's pretty important to play. We're not going to be playing all my favorite chamber pop stuff. Honestly, I put a lot of songs in here. I was just throwing stuff at the wall that I wanted to put in this episode and ended up being like 30 more minutes than I wanted it to be because a lot of these songs are like 6 minutes long. So I might have to do another episode like this, which I will gladly do. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, I really like that newest Mark William Lewis album. It's very atmospheric and spacey. He's very much bringing like an old singer-songwriter type thing. He's worked with Nina from Bar Italia and Mike, the rapper Mike, who I played a lot of on my show last week. So, if you want to see him play guitar live, Mike's Tiny Desk Concert is really cool. And he plays live guitar in it for him, which is really neat. We're going to move on to a couple more songs. I think I'm going to play three because I need to have some time to do my homework. If anyone knows anything about micro and nano electronics or quantum mechanics, please let me know before 11 a.m. tomorrow. Please. But we're going to play some chill tracks, and they are going to be See the World by Oleka, who is an artist that released, this is one of her first singles that came out today. She was a producer and a feature on the newest Quedeca album, and this is also the first release on Quedeca's new label that's from an artist other than him. So she was on the newest Quedeca album called Vanisher Horizon Scraper, and I was looking at the feature and I was like, who is this? She has no songs, and this is one of her first ones. So yeah, it's called See the World. There's another song too called Sunshine When It Rains. It's a single, A-side, B-side. And we're going to play Devil's Pool by Beach House off of Become, which is still their newest release. It's an EP that I think went under a lot of people's noses a couple years ago, but I think it's great. And we're also going to play Lose Me on the Way by Hope Sandoval and The More Inventions.
Guilty, I feel. Somewhere on the minute's day.
All right, that was See the World by Oleka, Devil's Pool by Beach House, and Lose Me on the Way by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. Those are three songs that I love. I think the Warm Inventions and Bavarian Fruit Bread is my favorite Hope Sandoval project, even including Mazzy Star. I think it's awesome. Then that, again, that Beach House EP is underrated, and that is such a cool first single from an artist. I'm really excited to see the album that comes with this, which apparently is coming out next year, so that's going to be really cool. And I'm seeing Quedeca as well, who, of course, is who I know the song through. I'm seeing him in, like, I think next week. I think I'm going to come see him and then come back to the show later that night, so that'll be pretty fun. But yeah, we're just going to get through the songs. I'm just going to play two because we have two long ones. This is going to be maybe not a chamber pop song, but maybe a progenitor to that type of thing, maybe. It's going to be On the Beach by Neil Young. And then we're going to follow it with a more modern song that I like, which is Ella's From Somewhere Else by Beethoven. So this is On the Beach and Ella's From Somewhere Else.
another radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone. I went to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone.
Me to the place we first met in the cornfield, not a cornfield eating snacks. Snake bite sister, mother sister.
All right, that was On the Beach by Neil Young and Ella's From Somewhere Else by Beethoven. I think we're going to move just right to the next song because we're running out of time for the last two songs I want to play. This is a personal all-time favorite of mine. This is Coney Island Baby by Lou Reed.
You know, man, when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so I'm playing right end. Won't play football for the coach. But you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight unless you're gonna fall. Then you're going to die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I wanted to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely in your midnight hour, and you find that your soul has been up for sale, and you begin to think about all the things that you've done, and you begin to hate just about everything. But remember the princess who lived on the hill. Who loved you even though she knew you was wrong. And right now she just might come shining through. And the glory of love, glory of love, glory of love just might come through. When all your two-bit friends have gone and ripped you off, they're talking behind your back saying, man, you're never gonna be no human being. Then you start thinking again about all those things that you've done. Who it was and what it was and all the different things you made, every different scene. Oh, but remember that the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. Just remember different people have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see you through. Yeah, but now, glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see all through. Glory of love, the glory of love. All of you love now. All of you love now, now, now. All of you love. All of you love. Give it to me now. All of you love. I see you through. On my Coney Island, baby, now. Send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids. And ES-192. Man, I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.
Alright, that was Coney Island Baby by Lou Reed. That will about do it for the show today. We're going to have one more song. Coney Island Baby is one of my favorite songs ever. I saw Anoni play it live. If you don't know Anoni, she was a singer who had a very close relationship with Lou Reed towards the end of his life. In fact, the last live performance they ever did was Lou Reed performed Candy Says with her, and I think that's really beautiful. So I got to see her bring the song to life live, which was great. But I love the song very much. But we're going to play one last one. I think one of my favorite recent chamber pop albums is Japanese Breakfast Jubilee, and it, with the exception of Wise Blood, I think. I wasn't as happy with her newest album, but I still think it was good, and I think this album, Jubilee, still holds up super well. So we're going to end today on Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast. Yeah, tune in next week, this time midnight. Hope to see you then. I might be doing some more extended chamber pop stuff, or maybe I'll completely switch it up. I guess we'll see. But yep, keep on listening here at WMUC FM 90.5, where college radio is good radio. And this is Posing for Cars.
Woke from a dream in which you'd left me posing for cars on the American stoop. Don't make me beg you just 'cause you can. I'm just one man with loneliness. I'm just one man with just